Welcome back to View from the Sofa. Jamie has joined us today to discuss the second day of the final test match in the India versus England series. Jay, just first of all, not the best of days. India lead by 89 runs with 3 wickets in hand. Who's been the standout performer for you today?
Well, Pant, I'm afraid. All a bit disappointing. It's a bit. I said yesterday was a bit deja vu. Same again today. We had a glimmer of hope. I think they were 80 for 4 at one point, weren't they?
Yeah.
And things looked quite tasty on our side, and then it all went wrong again. I think sometimes it's easier to criticise, you know, batsmen and bowlers, but I think our bowlers today weren't really on it, and I suppose the other side of it is sometimes you just got to say you know, the other team was better, and I think today definitely India were better than us.
You say the bowlers weren't really on it. I think Jimmy Anderson bowled quite well today. I don't think anyone else bowled well, but Jimmy Anderson bowled 20 overs and got 11 maidens. Got 3 wickets for 40 runs in 20 overs, which I thought was pretty decent. And we're joined again by George Reynolds, who came on for the third test match. George, just quickly, I mentioned Jimmy Anderson bowled well. Do you think you can make a case for any of the other England bowlers?
I'm feeling quite iconic, so I'm just going to say disgrace. Just an utter disgrace today, I've got to say. It just had to be said. I mean, as Jamie said, like, they were 80 for 4, and Pant just took the game away from us. We threw it away. But yeah, the bowlers, Jimmy was the standout. Leach did take 2, but he was quite inconsistent with his lines, and he was quite expensive. I think he went for 4.5, 5 and over. But the other bowlers, Stokes, he showed he was tired. He was very tired. I think he had a tummy bug or something like that, and he went off. But he bowled a lot. Yeah. I think with the 2 seamers, it did wear us down a bit, because Best, I don't think, was as confident. And that showed. I think he went for 4 or 5 and over as well. So, yeah, we didn't really bowl too well.
Yeah, and you say we gave the game away, that they were 80 for 4, and then Rishabh Pant and Washington Sundar sort of took the game away from us. Do you think, looking back at it, would you have done anything differently if you were Joe Root? How would you have, which bowlers would you have bowled, and would you have sort of had been more attacking to Pant? Because you know that Pant will attack you. Would you have just bowled the seamers, or would you have stuck with what he did, or was it just Pant just batting brilliantly today?
Well, with Pant at the crease, who's left-hander, so I think Joe was quite hesitant to bowl Leach.
Yeah.
Because left-hander, spinning in, etc. But I think you got to back Leach in that situation. Like, even if he's a left-hander spinning in, I think you need to back your primary spinner in that occasion, which I don't think he did as much. And he turned to himself, he turned to Bess, and he also turned to Stokes. I think he probably should have hit Leach a few more times. Anderson did get him out in the end, Pant. But yeah, I think he needed to back Leach a bit more than he did. I think he was trying to go with what he thought was best in spinning it away from Pant, trying not to give him into his arc, which he loved. But yeah, he didn't back Leach as much, I think, as he could have.
Yeah, well, I think you could argue that, well, of course, because Leach, we saw in the Chennai test, the second Chennai test, Pant, we saw, completely took away Jack Leach, completely destroyed him. So I think Leach must be feeling quite nervous when he was bowling to Pant. So then you can see Joe Root bowled 14 overs, Best bowled 15 overs, Leach bowled 23, Stokes bowled 22, and Anderson bowled 20. So overall there, you came into the test match, you think that the spinners are just going to be bowling everything, but you see Anderson and Stokes are the second and third most used bowlers in the England team. So also joining us today is Henry Cornell. He came on yesterday and he's back on today to give his view. Henry, if you could take any positives away from today's test match, of course, we've had Pant and everyone at India just batting really nicely. We haven't bowled too well. If you could take any positives away from today, what do you think you'd take away?
Yeah, I mean, I think, heck, you mentioned it earlier, Anderson. I think he, at that age, to be bowling on a spinner's wicket and getting bowling the most, as George said, 11 maidens, I feel that's quite impressive. And to have that kind of seeming swinging bowler in there for such a long time in the England setup, I feel that is a massive positive that he can still do it at that age. And kind of being the best England bowler on today and yesterday, I feel is quite a big positive to take away.
Definitely. And Jay, so your dorm best, he's had, I'd say, quite a confusing winter because he was the pick of the bowlers in Sri Lanka in the first couple of tests in India. He was bowling really nicely. When he's been bowling badly, he's been taking lots of wickets. He got dropped because they didn't feel that he could offer up a lot of control. He got dropped for Moeen Ali, then he didn't come back into the side. In the next test match, they just went for Root and Leach as their spin. If you're Don Best, you're back in the side. You've only been bowled 15 overs compared to Leach's 23. How would you just summarise his winter? Because as I said, it's been quite confusing. You never really know where he stands in the team selection.
Well, I think it's been inconsistent, and I think during the English summer, you won't see him at all. I can't see... I mean, Leach has become definitely our number one spinner.
Definitely, yeah.
I think Root suddenly fancies himself as a bit of a spinner too, which might serve a purpose in our summer, because I think he'd only ever played one spinner, you'd hope so anyway. So I think it'll be the lesser spotted Don Best for most of the summer, and we'll take him to Australia for the Ashes. I don't think he'll play much. I think if I was Don Best, I'd feel a bit frustrated, really. In fact, I think I'd feel massively frustrated.
Yeah. I would too. And you say that Best might not play a lot, but then, so Jack Leach, our number one spinner for the summer, I think we've established that. Root can bowl a few overs. They're not going to be needed as much in Australia and in England as they are in India, because, of course, in the subcontinent, spin is sort of the main wicket taker in the subcontinent. George, England have taken quite a few reserve spinners on, Matthew Parkinson, Amar Verdi, and there's one more, I'm not quite sure. So if we just focus on those two, Matthew Parkinson and Amar Verdi, would you see them, they're still quite young, still quite inexperienced, would you see them making any appearances in the English summer?
I think you and I have had this debate about Amar Verdi. You think he's the best bloody spinner in the world, but I mean, Leach is looking really good at the moment, and I don't think, well, unless he has an absolute shocker at some point, I don't see a reason for him being dropped. He's got that left arm ability, which is a real challenge for the right arm batsman. I think the third spinner might be Mason Graham. I don't know why you're leaving him out on purpose.
Mason Graham. Yeah, so,
just because he's
sorry.
The manager, Hector. Yeah. I take that quite offensively. But I mean, surely Mason Graham got to make an appearance, Hampshire player. But no, I don't think either. I mean, Amar Verdi, he's quite a similar bowler, I think, to Jack Leach in a way that he's a wicket taker. But Jack Leach, he's looking really good at the moment. So unless he has an absolute shocker, I don't think anyone else will take his place.
As I said, India lead by 89 runs. England were bowled out for 205, for the listeners who don't know. Then India replied with 294 for 7 at the close of play. Washington Sundar still in on 16. Axel Patel's in on 11. Patel can actually bat. He's a pretty decent batsman. Sundar's on form right now. He's on 60. I'm going to give this one to Henry. What would you be thinking, Joe Root, in the morning? Do you try and set a field that would stop them from scoring lots of runs to sort of like take down the economy rate a bit? Or do you go on the attack? Do you try and take the wicket? And how would you take the wickets?
I feel going conservative now tomorrow morning isn't the right option. I feel we haven't got that much to lose, obviously, because we're in pretty demanding situation. We need something to happen. We can't just sit off and let them get quick singles for 2 hours in the morning. I feel we need to take wickets, so bring on a wicket, maybe a Anderson-Leach sort of partnership to maybe get out Patel early. I feel that could definitely trigger some more wickets in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. And George, you're very good at the technical side of things. You mentioned Leach is good for his left arm option. Who would be your key bowler for the morning? Because, of course, Anderson's bowling very well. But who else would be your key bowler?
Well, I mean, I think we just got the new ball. I'm pretty sure. I think it's pretty new, the ball. So Anderson, I reckon, will open up, and hopefully he can get Sundar out early, who's looking in really good nick at the moment. So if he can get him out early, then Ashwin, he can also bat. He's in next. He's a good bat as well. So I think we need two wickets for it to really kick over, and then it's, yeah, and then it's in our hands. But I think it needs to be 20 for three wickets, really. We need 20 runs for three wickets at maximum, because otherwise it's going to slip away from us.
Yeah, and I'm just going to stick with you, George, because we discussed this with Jamie and Henry on yesterday's episode of the podcast. But I'm just wondering what your thoughts on the team selection would be, because what we summarised from yesterday's episode was Ed Smith has got everything wrong, really, because for the last test match, he chose too many seamers, too little spinners, and for this one, he's chose too many spinners, too little seamers. So how do you think, how would you say Ed Smith has handled this series?
It's just been too much chop and change, really. I think he needs to just stick with a few players and stick with that. I was listening to a podcast this morning. You said Rory Burns and I think Sibley at the top, and I think you need to stick with that partnership. Rory Burns has been hard done by, but I think we need to stick with a partnership at the top, and then we got our route, and then, as I think you said this morning, Bairstow is not being in good form at all. So I don't know whether they take him out, take him in. But Broad, I feel like he's getting a bit old. Not old, but in Indian conditions, I think he's pretty useless in a nice way. I think he went for the extra batsman. He put Dan Lawrence. I think he's batting at 7. So we went for the extra batsman, one less bowler, and it's, I mean, Stokes was really, really tired this morning, so that obviously has proved pretty costly, not having that extra bowler and that extra spinner.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jay, I've been talking to you quite a bit this morning, and you say, I personally think that if they could lead more than 110, maybe, I reckon the game's gone. But you're quite optimistic. You're thinking that it's not all over yet. How do you think we can get back into this?
Well, I will remind you, I was the only one yesterday that said England are going to win this, and so I've now got to stick with it, even though, I'm going to stick with it. I think I agree with George, we need to get him out, you know, for 30, 40 more runs. We've got the extra batsman. They've got a bat last on the wicket, which hopefully will deteriorate. So, I'm a little less confident than I was this time yesterday. But yeah. I'll stay positive.
Yeah, okay. So that's key. Positivity is key, really. Well, I feel that England should be a bit let down with their performance in that first innings. We haven't talked about it on today's episode, but the first innings, as I said, they've been bowled out for 205 when you came into this. The pitch was actually pretty decent for once. Looked like they could score past total of 300. I reckon they could go further than that. And then, of course, they just got scheduled for 205. And well, Joe Root didn't perform again after he's had such a good tour. So for Sri Lanka in the first test in India, he hasn't performed again. Zach Crawley and Sibley at the top didn't bat well. Bairstow didn't bat well. I mean, he got 20. He batted okay, but I don't think he should stick at 3. Then just to sum up again, Stokes got that good 50. Pope and Lawrence seemed to patch things up with 29 and 46 respectively. Then it just fell apart at the back end. Ben Foulkes 1, Don Best 3, Jack Leach 7, and Anderson got 10 knocked out. But George, I'll give this one to Henry. How do you think? Do you think they'll be let down, or because they can't blame this on the pitch, obviously, because the groundsmen have done quite well with the pitch? What would they be blaming this innings on, the first innings?
I just think sloppiness, to be honest. I feel it was all there on a plate. We could be challenging for this test easily. I feel a partnership at the top of the order, maybe Root getting a few more runs, quite a few more runs, actually. That could, then we're participating in the test and the series, and it's looking quite good. But I just feel sloppy wickets. And Stokes said, I think 2 days ago, on BBC Sport, I saw it, it's the hardest conditions I've ever played in. I don't think that's just because the pitch, obviously, has got better, but I think the heat, I think the chat in the field from the Indians, I think that really gets under the skin and in the head of English cricketers. And the same happens when Australia comes to England. So I feel it's, yeah.
Well, so you put it down to just the general conditions, not the pitch, but just the fact that, oh, we had Mark Galloway on to summarise the beginning of the third test, and he said when he went out there in 2006, as you've rightly said, it's just the all the constant heat, the constant chatter, the crowd, especially as we don't have any England fans. I know we have a couple of Barmy Army fans out there, but no real England fans there. It's basically just Indians in the crowd. It's a massive stadium. I just put it down to the atmosphere just being a bit too much for these players, of course, because there are a few unexperienced players like Lawrence. Pope, yeah. You could argue, is regularly unexperienced. He's had quite a lot of experience, but in the England setup, I'd argue he's regularly unexperienced, as well as Zach Crawley. So just to sum up for our listeners, tomorrow it's a big day ahead of England. Day three, they need to get India out early, get three quick wickets in the form of Jimmy Anson or Jack Leach are the main men likely to do that. England then need to reply with a score to, I'd say, put them up with a lead of 180 to at least 200 to give them a chance of being back in this match. You never know, it could happen. It's not looking likely, but tune in tomorrow to find out our verdict on the third day's Test match. Thank you very much for listening.